chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the 67th installment of The Bobby Kuto Show.
And when I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show on this Thursday, June 9th of 2022. So grateful, so glad you're here. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, take two, right? Take two. Started the show this morning with no audio. It's great. Nobody could hear me. Wonderful. You can hear me now, I'm sure, right? All right, we got somebody in the, what? We got some fans in here. Brian Vienna is watching. Tony Varela's in the show. Joe Ricci, Sergio Francisco, Joe Costa. Everybody, you're all here. I love you guys. Thanks for being here. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. So, hey, let's talk for a minute. What a great day. Right? Let's do this. All right. All right, let's get started, everybody. Listen, I won't even lie to you. I had some technical difficulties this morning. I'm not sure. You know what you do? You know what the worst thing is? I'm that jerk. I'm the jerk that updates. Don't update. Don't update anything. When I don't update, everything works just fine. And then I update, and the shit doesn't work, and I'm going on here. I have no audio, and now I have no I have no recording. Like, this is crazy. All right, let me see here. Let's try this one more time. I'm so glad you're here, everybody. I just really appreciate your patience, and I'm just trying to figure out what had happened with the with the software this morning. Everything kind of just crashed. Regardless, things happen, so we got to adjust, right? That's what we do. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bobby Kuto Show, the 67th installment. Wow. Wasn't around yesterday. A lot going on. Working on life in general, right? Seriously. Yeah, all right. Took me off my game a little bit this morning, but I guess what? I'm going to groove right in, so don't you worry about a thing. Let me tell you about something. I have been 8 days. Right? I've been on 75 hard, 8 days. Here we are. I will tell you that every day I grow. Every day I feel better. Every day I feel change. I can't even explain to you. It's amazing. The transformation is amazing. I have never felt better in my life. I'm so grateful. All the support from all my friends and family. It's daunting. It really, really is daunting. And I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to taking these next steps in my life. And I'm so glad that you're all here to join me along this ride. So let's get started. Listen, today I really want to talk about a couple of things, really important things. One, something that really, really bothered me, and I'm just going to get out of the way now at the beginning of the show because I don't want to bring it into the end of the show. I don't know if you had a chance to see this, but you know that terrible tragedy, the school shooting, that the whole situation that took place, terrible tragedy. We will all agree that that was an absolute terrible tragedy. Like, that's not even a question. My concern is, I'm not sure if you heard this or not, but they actually posted pictures of the children. They on social media, they of the corpses. They somehow someone got in there and took pictures of these kids, and they posted their feet with the body bag tag on them. I mean, listen, I'm all about, you know, listen, if you want to pump a message and pump a narrative, that's fine, but that's probably one of the most horrible things I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm not even sure that calculates or classifies as a human action. Like, really, like, how insensitive and cruel is that truly to try to make a point? But I mean, I don't know, man. To me, it's like murdering somebody to just prove a point that you can kill somebody. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. Again, they talk about gun control. And again, this isn't a political show, so that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just some common sense facts. And they talk about gun control. And really, what does gun control mean? Like, what are they trying to control? We live in a society now that where men are less than. I mean, it's the way it's been. Like, somehow women find dad bods attractive. Listen, you know, if you, you know, it's amazing because, listen, real quick, let's take a step back. Let's talk about like the 90s. Let's talk about the 80s, 90s, where you had Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Jesse the Body Ventura. These are all, Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, right? These are all men who were at the top of their game. Like just who was more fit than Arnold Schwarzenegger? Nobody, right? And that's those movies. You guys, you remember Commando, Rambo, all those movies. What were they dictating? They were showing you a strong man who was helping people, right? Those are strong men taking good care of those around them, right? Well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Do we forget that, you know, every single skyscraper, every building, I mean, I'm not patronizing anybody, but I was listening to Andy Frisella and he made a great point. You know, obviously women participate in everything and women can do everything men can do, but that's not this conversation. What I'm saying is everything around us is built by men. And somehow society has decided that men are less than, and I just can't get past that. And it continues to happen. What do you know? Here's the bottom line. Hey, ladies, all the ladies on the show, check this out. Why would you, right? Why would you want a man who could not provide for you? I want a sensitive man. That's all great. I mean, it's, you know, a good balanced man is what we should have. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. We don't have balanced men. You know, we have a society of men that are, or even the generation, like the generation of my son, like the 20-year-olds, the 18-year-olds, the 17-year-olds. We've been told that, you know, the masculinity is ugly, and that being strong and that carrying the weight is right. Like, that's not true. We need men. You know, it's almost one of those things that, you know, you don't want it, but you want it because you need it. And for me today, I just like to speak on behalf of all the men. We are busting our ass for you. Every day, we bust our ass for you. Listen, don't get me wrong. Good and bad in everybody. But for the majority, the men have built this country. You know, and again, with the support of every strong woman out there. Don't get me wrong. But listen, you cannot. It's undeniable. The weight of this country, every stone, every brick. Men built this country. And the idea that we would consider making men less than, that's a shame. So to all the men out there, I want to say thank you. Because without you, we wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't. Because we could talk about things, we can talk about direction, we can talk about motivation, but ultimately at the end of the day, when you want to be a man and you try to be a man and you're being told that, hey, society doesn't like that, that masculinity is, you know, something that is not, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Is there a vowel for that? Maybe. I don't know. But it bothers me, and it should bother you, because as we continue on this journey, you're going to find more so in the news and media and society that the only way that these powers can take what they want from us is to weaken our men, is to bring them down, is to make them think that, you know, fighting for what they believe in is wrong, that they should just cower, that they should just take what they get, that somehow the idea that someone may accuse you of something that's not even true. Imagine that. I mean, you think about the years that we have been going through these conditionings, like the whole Me Too movement. What was that all about? Seriously, what was that all about? I mean, hats off to you know, the women that stood up for what they believe in, the Weinstein, I get all that. That's terrible stuff. But there was a meaning behind that. There was a reason for that. That Me Too movement was like, hey, men, we don't need you anymore. That's pretty much what that message was. But the bottom line is you do. You need us. Just like we need you. And somehow we create the separation between the two of us. And oh, I love me a dad bod. No, you don't. Who loves a dad bod? Nobody. So get to the fucking gym. If you have a dad bod, go to the gym. Go work that out. Because you know what? You deserve it. You owe it to yourself to be the best version of yourself. What does happy mean? Happy means that you can do whatever you want whenever you want to do it. Not under the reign or the control of anyone. Okay? That's very, very important. That's something that, you know, we have been conditioned. And to all the fathers out there who are raising young men and young women, there's nothing wrong with telling your kids, like, this is the way it should be. We need strong people. We need strong tribes. We need to be drawn to each other. That's what needs to happen. But we continue with this narrative that men are bad. Well, listen, let me take a little detour on that. Men, let me talk to you about for a second. You have no self-control? Men, you, yes. You have no self-control? You can't keep your dick in your pants? Is it that bad? Like, in the workplace, everywhere you go, everything you do? Like, you're like animals. Like dogs, like cats in heat. Stop it. Control yourself. Have some self-control. It doesn't have to always be about that. That's why women are so just reactive to us. Is because that's all men think about. Stop it. Like, there's so much more in life. You know, the relationships and doing things that you grow together and, like, whatever happened to that? You know what I mean? And then the dating apps and all that. It's like you've desensitized everyone. Like, we've lost that moral compass. We don't have that moral compass. And listen, I'm not all high and mighty over here. I'm not. But there are certain things that you just, you know, when you live in a society, you got to have certain rules. That's just the bottom line. You can't just do whatever the hell you want. There are consequences. And so we went through the Me Too movement. And people were accused. Listen, that's forever. God forbid everyone ever makes an accusation like that towards you, both, or men or women. It doesn't make a difference. That you carry that forever. That's terrible. But somehow that became okay. Me personally, I think you make an accusation like that, if you're found that it's not true, then you pay the consequences. Whatever the consequences that that person that you accused was going to be forced to, then you have to pay those consequences, because then nobody will be doing it anymore. It's so easy to do those things. It's so easy to be that way. And welcome to the show, Randy, and be that way. So, I mean, really just stop and think about that for a second. Everything has become so convoluted. I don't watch the news anymore. I have literally, like, outs the news. I am all set. I'm done. I don't want the news anymore. What does the news tell you every day? Really, what does the news tell you every day? Bad news. Nobody's saying nothing great. I can't even tell. Listen, I remember a time, a long time ago, where once in a while, you might get some good news. Maybe. Now, you get nothing. Like, even at the end, there isn't, like, the feel-good story at the end where they just do that little, like, I know that CBS used to do it, the evening news on CBS, with Nora Donnell. She's another one. Shame on her. But they used to do that. There was something there. There was a little bit of a good. Now there's nothing. Now they're showing children that have been shot. That's what they're doing. How does that help you? Like, I don't understand. How does that make you, like, okay, so you disgrace yourself by doing something like that? Under what narrative? That you're going to stop law-abiding gun owners to stop carrying guns? Like, I just don't understand. I don't. And you know what the problem is here, guys? I'm going to say it. It's the men. It's you. You're the problem, because you're letting it happen. We are letting this happen. Remember the silent majority? You're a bunch of pussies. Yeah, I said it. The silent majority, me included, you're a bunch of pussies. You're vaginas. You know why? Because that's bullshit. That's coward. When you're a silent, when you watch something happen, so you're driving down the street and you see a woman getting beaten in the street, and you just drive by, beep the horn, or are you gonna stop, get out of the car, and try to help her? Okay, I thought so. So don't talk to me about silent majorities. It's bullshit. It's a cop-out. There is no silent majorities. It is your responsibility, men. I'm not even talking to the women today. Men, it is absolutely your responsibility to raise your family and to take care of your community. It's your obligation. If you don't want to participate in your community, then move out. Go to Maine. Go to, I don't know. Who knows? Go to the woods. Go hide somewhere. Because we don't need you. We need strong men. We need men that are going to carry the message. We need men that are going to carry the torch. We need men that are going to teach our children to be proud and to do what's right. This has nothing to do with being a man, but it has everything to do with being a man. What happened to that? Gone. Absolutely gone. There is no accountability, right? And then you wonder. I've been a manager for a long time. So for me, I've been filtered. Unfortunately, when you're in that management role, you just can't say what you want. Because obviously there are people that you're responsible for, and sometimes just you can't say things because you work and under certain restrictions, and obviously you can't say things. But that's not the case for me right now. So I say whatever I want, or nor will that ever be the case for me ever again. Like, I'll never be filtered ever again. What's the point? I don't understand why you would consider that. And you know what I find? I find that the men who don't know, like the younger men, like they don't know. They have no idea. Like this is what they've been brought up with. So they have no idea. But us, the ones that are responsible for this, shame on you. Shame on me. I mean, how could we let this happen? And we did it all under an idea that we thought we were helping people, right? I mean, I go out of my way. I never thought that we'd be in a space like this. But now, look, when you I'll say this out loud. I'm in the middle of some things, right? And whenever you're filling out certain paperwork and it's asking you what your race is, because somehow that matters. Like, for example, if I'm filling out a job application, how is my race even play a factor in that? Seriously, white, black, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Asian, regardless. Why do you want to know? Why does that matter? Because aren't you hiring the person? Right? Isn't that hypocritical? Like, beyond comprehension? Because you're hiring me. You're hiring the individual, the person. Not my race, not my color, not my creed, not my religion. You're hiring me. So why would that question be on there? How do you identify? I identify as a human. I identify as a human being. And anything outside of that, sorry. I just, again, it's, you know what, it's when you're in a maze, when you're in somebody else's maze, it's almost impossible to get out. But when you create the walls in your maze, then you know exactly where you're going. And in this case, we are all living in somebody else's maze. They've created this forest that none of us can get out of. And the worst part is now, like, we're starting to come out of it, you know, and we're talking to each other, and I have conversations with my friends, and really, like, looking at each other going, wow, how do we end up here? How do we get to this space? Right? And the reason is because our government and the people that we allow to control us need us to be separated. Do you understand that? You ever watch the movie Ants? You ever watch that movie, Ants, with the grasshoppers, right? He says it. Kevin Spacey says it. He's like, do you realize the consequences of what would happen if all the ants realized that there are 10 times more of them than there are of us? He says it. I mean, it's a kid's movie. It's a cartoon, but it's reality. Those grasshoppers right now, those grasshoppers, they're doing exactly that. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of me. They're afraid of us coming together. They are petrified. There is no answer for that. Everything they've done, they could only do by separating us. They could only do by segregating us. As soon as they put us together in the masses, you can't control us anymore. So today is the call. I'm asking you to take the call, to stand up, to be proud of, to be an American, to be proud to be a father, to be proud to be a brother, to be proud to be an uncle, a grandfather, and be an example. Like, God damn it, be an example. Stop complaining. Stop bitching and moaning. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares. You can bitch and moan all you want. Do something about it. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. You want somebody else raising your kids? Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's happening right now. Somebody else is raising your kids. You send them off to school, you have no idea what's going on. It's your responsibility to know, but you don't. Right? Send your kid off to a school, and how was your day? Oh, it was okay. We had lunch. Okay. What else? Right? Are you talking about the curriculum? Do we know? No, we don't know. Don't get me wrong. I am. When it comes to educators, I am your biggest fan. I am. I believe educators should be compensated more than doctors because these people are shaping the minds of our future. I believe that. But, you know, there's always good and bad in everybody. You know, there's just like, hey, defund the police. Remember, there's bad cops, right? We had to come to that realization. We had to come to that agreement. And just like anything else, there's good and bad in the education system. What do you do about that? You know what you do about that? I'm going to tell you what you do about that. You take it. It's yours. It's your responsibility. And you know what? Your neighbors, we talked about this the other day. Your neighbors, them too. They're your responsibility. This whole idea that I'm going to do me, no. Not when you're a part of society. Not when you want to make a better America. You know? The news creates things in situations that they present that are so like out of reach that you feel like there's nothing you can do. That's their narrative. And I'm talking Fox, I'm talking CNN, I'm talking MSNBC, I'm talking Yahoo News, name it. All of them, BBC, Associated Press. We could do the whole list. I could sit here for an hour. I know them all. They have one mission, and that is to make you think that you can't do anything about your situation. And that's bullshit. And that is bullshit. Let me tell you something. There are children in this country that are dying. They're starving. They're dying because they don't have food. Food. Basic food. Moms who can't afford to buy diapers for their children. But yet we're sending billions and billions of dollars over to the Ukraine. What is going on? How in God's green earth are we allowing this to happen? I've said it many times. If you've been here, like this is 67 episodes. If you've been here, Detroit, Baltimore, these are shitholes. These kids are going to school with roofs leaking, mold, no gymnasiums, no place to exercise. And this is America. But meanwhile, we're sending billions of dollars over to the Ukraine. You know why that money's going over there? Because you allow it. If you didn't allow that money to go over there, it wouldn't go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you that we can change this. We can. They don't want you to believe it. The news, they don't want you to believe you can change this, but you can. And we can do this together. But we have to do it together. And I'm calling on all the men to stand up. Stand up. Be a man. Be the lion. Be the man your woman needs. Be the man your children need. Be the man your parents need. Be the man that we need. Because it starts with you. It starts with one. It starts with me. You know, you got people, organizations standing together. Those are people that have a purpose, a meaning greater than themselves. They've decided that they want to help. They want to reach these children. And that's amazing, because that's where we need to be. I can't even stress this enough. Why are they shooting up schools? Because that's where you have the most impact. Look, this whole shooting that took place, when they start doing the investigation and you hear these things and like, oh, the sheriff didn't reply and they didn't respond. And I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I do. I hate to say it. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think it's easy to control people that are weak. I think it's easy to make people think things that aren't true when they've decided to bury their heads in the sand. So I guess today the message is very, very clear. You got to stand up. You have to. You have to get up. You have to do something. You know, I think of all of my friends, all of my family, the people that are doing things every single day to try to help others. And then you get the masses that are literally just dragging themselves through each day, every day, every day. That's terrible. I was there. I know it. I know exactly what it is. I'll never go back there again. And this whole thing with COVID, and you know, I was driving yesterday, and I was just driving, and for some reason, just COVID just came into my mind. And I'm saying to myself, wow, how is it we're here, right? Like, this is like the dust is settled, right? The CDC just they actually redacted the monkeypox warning. Like, it's just, how do you get that time back? You don't. The only thing we can do now is move forward. Decide to make things better. Realize the mistakes that happened. Realize that we allowed ourselves to be taken advantage of, because that's what happened here. No one did this voluntarily. No one wanted this to happen. We did all these things based on a narrative that we thought we were helping. And in fact, that it was just the conditioning that was taking place by the people or the powers that be, the top five. They conditioned all of us. And you were affected with this. Whether, you know what? All you badasses out there, right? Oh, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not doing it. It doesn't matter. You were affected by this the same way. Regardless if you got vaccinated or not vaccinated, it didn't matter. Everyone was affected by this situation. So what do you do with that? Like, really looking back, is say to yourself, no, enough is enough. Like, this is not going to. This is not going to happen. This is not going to continue moving forward. And if it does, men will cease to exist. Men, hey guys, men, you will cease to exist. And women, it's your responsibility. It really is. Take care of your man. Take care of your man, because he'll take care of you. Like, who's going to protect you? Right? Seriously. I know strong women. You're all out there. You are so, I mean, I know strong women. I know really strong women. My mom is a really strong woman. But we can all be stronger, and we can be stronger together. But that has to happen. That can only happen if we decide to do that together. Because we both have roles to play. You know, regardless of anything else, If we're no different, than the birds. We're no different than the elephants. The whales. Like, we're no different than any other creature on this planet. We have a purpose, right? We all have a purpose. Why do bees, right? They have a purpose. We're part of that purpose. We're part of the ecosystem. And someone is trying to change that. Someone is trying to change how society functions. How the core nucleus of our existence, how that looks, what that looks like. And they've done it for years. And now it's become the new norm. And it's terrible. Because that's not who we... Listen, you guys, you can get offended. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, if you look at nature, right? Biologically, nature, man and women. We belong together. We do. We belong together. Literally. I mean, terrible analogy. Keyhole. Unlock the door. We need each other. And wherever you find love, that's fine. That's not what we're talking about here. Wherever you find love, you find love. But you just can't change the way things are just because you're offended by it. We are created, man and a woman, so that we can procreate. Two men can't have a baby. Two women can't have a baby. It's impossible. You need sperm. You need an egg. You need each other. I mean, of course, science is there and there are ways around that, and we can figure out ways to, that's fine. That's science. That's not biology. That's not evolution. Since the beginning, all of us, every single one of you, if they decided to stop procreating back in the day, none of us would be here. So why is it a problem now? You know, why is it that being a man is like a prison sentence? Are you surprised? Like, is this the first time you're hearing this? You can't be surprised. Like, this has to make sense to you, right? This has to make sense to you. You know, even our primal instincts have been filtered. Like, you can't be a man. Because if you're a man, then somebody's offended. It's you. You have to want it. I could sit here and tell you, but if you don't want it, then we'll cease to exist. I'm being dead serious. The only way they can take us over is if they take the men out. You realize that, right? You're the men, you are the human line. You are the human defense. Without you, they're coming for everything. Right? Without strong men pushing back and saying no, there is no way. They're going to take everything. And quite frankly, what will the world look like? Go do some research. Go look up Charles Schwab. Go look at some of the things that he said recently over the last couple of years about humanity and what the what society looks like years from now. It's scary because men don't play a role. So what do you do with this information? Well, I'll tell you what you do with this information. You become stronger. Instead of just, listen, instead of this all night, right, shit-faced, cut it out. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. Be the example. Show your kids that you are a lion, that you are a monster, that you would do anything to protect them. That's important. That's so important to release the beast. We've all been sitting here and we've been keeping it inside and keeping it inside and keeping it inside. And then what? We become less, our core, our purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. And your purpose is to take care of your community and to take care of your family. That is your purpose. That's why you're here. It's not about you. You think it is, but it's not. It's not. And until we realize that, until everybody realizes that, we have to stand together. I can't do this alone. I couldn't. And neither could you. But together, all of us collectively together, with the support of our strong women. Women, hats off to you. Let me take a second. Hats off to you, women, because you're pretty unbelievable. I will say that. Because the women have been carrying us for the last couple of years. They have. Women have been carrying us for the last couple of years. Men, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Think about it. Our men have become weak. They are weak. Play video games all day. Right? What are you doing? Playing video games, right? Really? Okay. How about, I don't know, maybe taking some time to do something in your community, maybe go, you know, plant a tree somewhere, clean up a park, you know, go over, reach out to the organization Standing Together, support them, because they could, God knows, they could use the help. They could use the support. No, but you know, I'm going to play some Call of Duty. Great. Great. Your kid, your son, your daughter, they're watching you play video games. That's it. Just leave it right there. And what? And what are you doing? You're yelling from the couch going, go do your homework. Go do your homework. Make sure you do your homework. Be the example. Be the example. If they see you working hard, then they're going to work hard. I can say this from experience. I know this wholeheartedly, without question. If you invest in your children, they will pay you the dividends. I have the most amazing kids in the world. And I can tell you from personal experience, if you invest in your children, they will help you grow. Absolutely. I am who I am today because of my kids. And I would never turn my back on them. Nor would I turn my back on your kids either. But you have to reach that point where you're willing to do that. A lot of people talk smack. They do. A lot of talk. Right? Big muscle heads. You're all big muscle heads. Great. Wonderful. I mean, you're physically fit, but you're not mentally fit. I have never, and I'll say this out loud, narcissism is rampant. We have a generation of men out there that are just poisoned by narcissism. It's not your fault. I mean, it is now, because you got to own it. You got to be responsible for it, but you're a narcissist. It's not your fault. You were raised that way. Because we were taught that was the only way to express emotion, right? Is to be, I'm a gorilla, right? I'm unstoppable. Stop me. You can't get past me. I don't like that. Stop, right? Get out of that mindset. You are one individual with no control over anybody else but yourself. Remember that. The idea that you think for one second you can control others, and I say narcissism not just in relationships, in general, period. When you think for one second that you can control others and make them do things they don't want to do under your reign just because you want it, how long will that last? I say before you know it, the ants stand up and say no more. No more. You're not taking from me anymore. It's too much. So to all the men out there today, you need to hear this message. Heed this warning. If we do not come together right now, if you do not stand up, if you're not making the best version of yourself right now, then you are losing. You are failing. What's the point? You want to make this country great? You want to do great things? Gas is $5 a gallon. Why is gas $5 a gallon? It's your fault. Because we allow it. That's it. There's no reason why gas is $5 a gallon. There isn't. I challenge you. Like, go ahead. Go do the research. OPEC, go check. I do the research. I'm a smart guy. I'm not going to take that for myself. I always say, oh, yeah, I'm a smart guy. I'm very intelligent. I educate myself. What I know, I know. What I don't know, I learn. I go look. And there is not one single godforsaken reason why gas is $5 a gallon. Other than it's $5 a gallon. That, and you can't sell electric cars when gas is $2 a gallon, right? Who's going to buy an electric car when you're paying $2 a gallon for gas? Think about that. How do they take your guns away from you? They post pictures of children with toe tags. That's how they get to you. Little by little, I have always said this, brick by brick. Then they're never going to come and just take it all at once. They never do that. They're smarter than that. They take a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and before you know it, you got nothing. This is a tough one today. You know, this is a tough message today. But we need to hear it. You know, if you're wondering why, it's because you're weak. That's tough to hear. But if you're wondering why, it's because you're weak. And if you allow others to put you in that space, mentally, psychologically, physically, if you have been weakened, it's not too late. You can do this. Right now, today, today's the day. Make that decision. You control it. It's the concept is almost out of body when you think about the concept that you are in absolute control of your life. Not your job, not your relationships, nothing. You are in complete control of your life. Listen to those words. You are in complete control of your life. It's your decision. It's your responsibility. We've got choices to make. I know I've made my choices. I know where I'm going. I know where I've been. And I know where I'm going. I continue to surround myself with people that make me feel good about myself. I continue to surround myself with people that are successful and that are driven and motivated. And if you're not any of those things, then I'm not looking for a drinking buddy. I'm not. Maybe when I was like, I don't know, in my 20s, I was looking for a drinking buddy, but not now. I'm looking for strong men, strong women who want to be a part of something great. Who want to join a mission to take back what's ours. That somehow someone took from us. And we didn't even realize it, that we gave it away. I mean, even our kids. You know, you go back 10, 20 years. If you told any parent, any mama bear, that they were going to force vaccinate your kid or make your kid do something that they wouldn't want to do, my mother would have went apeshit. Like, I'm thinking of a couple of moms that I grew up with, friends. Judy Correa, one. She would have gotten her Toyota, and she would have drove, and she would have, no way. I could see her going. But today, somehow that doesn't happen. Somehow we just accept it. And if we try to fight back, they won't even let us in. Right? Want to go to the school committee meeting? Oh, now you're a domestic terrorist. You see what I'm saying, guys? Do you see this? Like, it's, you fight for what you believe in. January 6th, the insurrection. You're on a terrorist watch list because you believe in your country and you took the time to go over and support it. We could beat this message down today, but I won't. But I just, some of the realizations that, Listen, I'll be honest with you guys. I've never been more clear-minded. It's that simple. I have no toxins in my body. I'm eating all the right things. I'm working out. I'm reading. I'm investing in myself. And I guess today I'm asking you to invest in yourself. When's the last time you read? When's the last time you picked up a book? Look, I know the 75 hard challenge, that's an extreme. It really, and it's not for everybody. And that's okay. Not everybody is strong. Not everybody can put themselves through something like that. But for everybody else, doesn't mean you can't still make the best version of yourself. You know, just if you read 5-10 pages from a book that is giving you inspiration and ideas, now imagine over time how you make that investment in yourself and how that is going to help you with your future. Right, you tell your kids, go do your homework. Go read. Did you read today? Yeah, you tell your kids to do that. How about you? They're watching you. They're watching you. I know this. If anybody follow me on Facebook, I posted a message from my son. And he wanted to let me know that he was watching. And he was proud of me. I didn't know he was watching. and it was the motivation I needed. And it just confirmed I knew I was doing the right thing. Yep. And that's why I'm here today. Because he matters to me. And I want him to grow up in a society where it's healthy and safe, and that men are recognized for all the great things they do. And I'm asking you for your help, because I can't do it alone. What kind of future can I offer him if he's got nowhere to go? If society, if his community, if his friends, if they're all weak, how does that work? So I need you. We need you. We need you to be strong. We need all the men to stand up and be strong. And women, don't think you're getting off the hook, because I'm coming for you next. But today it's the men, because they need to hear this. Because you women, you're 90% of the problem. Yep. You're 90% of the problem. You allow it. You allow it. When you allow yourself to be with weak men, when you allow your man to be weak, when you weaken your man, when you take away his masculinity, what do you think you're doing to him? It was funny. I saw a post the other day, and it was a living room. It had a TV. It had a beach chair. It had a TV, an LCD, a nice TV, and a beach chair, and like a drink or whatever it was. It could have been like a chugga jug. Could have been water. Could have been, in my case, it was water. Okay. And it said it was a woman that posted it, and the caption said, "How is it men can live like this?" And then a man responded and said, "It makes women crazy to know that men don't need a lot of things to be happy." And I'm like, "Damn, that's it. That's the truth right there." You know, men have an ability, and then I'll walk us out of here. Men have an ability to compartmentalize. Like, so compartments, right? You put compartments up. That's how we do it. Okay. Cut the grass. I gotta fix the window. I gotta go to work. I gotta pick up my kids. Like, we do that. Women, it's like a bowl. Imagine a huge bowl, right? And all those ideas are swimming around in that big bowl. They're all flying around, right? Flying around. And then all of a sudden, hey, what, right? Like from 6 months ago. Women, you do this all the time. 6 months ago, this isn't like, it's not parody. It's true. That's why it's funny, because it's true. You'll bring up something that happened 6 months ago. Men, we're like, what the hell are you talking about? 6 years ago? What the hell are you talking about? 10 years, 20 years ago? What? 20 years ago. You're going to bring shit up from 20 years ago? I mean, seriously? Bringing up shit from 20 years ago with your husband is like, I don't know, going back into your adolescence and being mad because you didn't get candy. It's insane. It's insanity. And you can't expect us to react to that, because we can't. Because we don't think that way. But somehow women believe and think that men think the same way that they do. We are completely different. Men are men and women are women. You cannot combine the two. They try to, but you can't. We just think differently. And there's nothing, that's the way we are. That's our makeup. That's our DNA. That's why we need each other. That's it right there. That's why we need each other. I need you. You need me. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Right? Because men are Neanderthal. Men are Neanderthal. And women are the light. But when you don't shine that light and you have expectations and you make accusations and you talk about things that happened so long ago that don't even matter anymore, when you live in the past, how can you truly see the future? You can't. You can't. You cannot move forward with resentment. You can't be resentment. You can't have resentment from things that happened so long ago and expect to live happy and free and guilt-ridden. And that's why these relationships they don't work. It's because you harbor so much just ill will from so long ago. I keep saying it, let the past be the past and move forward. The future is bright if we want it to be. We can take, it's not too late. It's getting close. It's getting real close. But we need to stand up. And it's going to start with the men. It's going to start with you. I'm talking to you. I'll say this on my way out. I have friends that are single, close friends, single. And we've had conversations. We talk, obviously, talk about things. And the perception that my single friends have about women, it's not good. It really isn't. And unfortunately, you're responsible for it, ladies. You created this. You've allowed yourselves to you allowed yourself to be weak. Yeah. Yep. Because I remember growing up that the respect that was demanded by women, that was undeniable. I mean, you weren't talking about that. Like you had to. Just the way it was. You wanted to be a man? No, today, men? Women, you've desensitized us. You did like we don't respond to it. And when we don't respond to it, you just get mad. Rather than think to yourself, gee, maybe he's not happy. Maybe he needs something from me. Maybe he needs my support, right? Because it takes a lot to get us down. It does, whether it be physically, mentally, because we're working very hard out there. You know what I mean? A lot of you are swinging shovels and hammers, right? We need your support. But when you just keep beating us down and you're talking about shit that doesn't matter and whining all the time, fucking whining all the time, stop fucking whining. Cut the shit. Men, you too. Quit the fucking bitching. Nobody wants to hear it. Good, you're working hard. Good for you. That means you're healthy and you're of sound mind to do so. And it is your obligation to provide for your family. And for yourself. It's your obligation. It's my obligation. So do that. I hope I reach you today. This is so very, very important. Of all the episodes I've ever done on the show, this is by far the most important. This is a call to action. I am literally telling you, it's time to stand up. And if you for one second, ladies, if you for one second are offended or were offended by anything I said in this podcast, then you're part of the problem. Because any strong woman would have heard my message today and would have said, yes, he's absolutely right. I want a lion. I don't want a sheep. I want a lion. I want a man who's going to protect me. I want a man who's going to make me feel good about myself. I want a man who's going to make me feel safe. I want a man that I know will never turn his back on me. You want that? That sounds great, doesn't it? Well, they're out there. We're here. We are here. But when you constantly beat down and beat down and beat down and beat down the idea of being a man and what that means, listen, sometimes it's ugly because it has to be. There are things that are happening all the time that need to happen that are ugly, but they need to happen. And men are doing that. Men are doing it and they're not complaining about it. So consider that. Really, consider the skyscrapers in New York. Consider that. Who built them? Right? Seriously, go back. Go look. Who built the Empire State Building? I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever seen a picture of a woman up on that. Right? Never. Never. Don't get me wrong. Women, staple. Women, you are a staple. World War I, World War II, staples. Women were staples. When the men were at war, you were here. Those women were here, running this country, keeping this country alive, raising the children of the men that went overseas to fight for your freedoms. Those were men. If you're looking for an example, it's the people that have fought for our freedoms and continue to fight for our freedoms and make the ultimate sacrifice. Listen, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Desert Storm, all of them, Afghanistan, pick them. these soldiers, they hopped in airplanes and went into uncertainty. And a lot of them didn't come back. When's the last time you had to make any sacrifice even close to that, remotely? Think about that for a second. Are you willing to make that ultimate sacrifice? And some of you men, you hear a noise and you send your wife to go down and check the door. Oh, what's that? A noise. Go check. Really? Really? You call yourself a man? No. No. Men run towards the noise. They don't run away from it. So I challenge you today, everybody. Today's challenge. Be a man. And when I say that, I mean, do something today. Start something today that's going to make you better at you. Whatever that is, whatever that is. Even if it's a hobby. Even if it's something that you decide that you always wanted to do and you want to try that and you want, yes. Because that will bring you peace. That will bring you satisfaction. That makes you feel good about yourself. That makes you feel good about being a man. It's important. You know, men will work all week long. They'll work overtime. And then come the weekend, what are they doing? They're spending that time with their family, with their kids. They still got to cut the grass. They still have to fix what's broken. If you're Joe Costa, you got to clean your truck every weekend. Guy's washing his truck every weekend. Hey, Joe. There are things that we still have to do, but still we still manage to provide and be good providers and be that cornerstone of our families. So do that for me today. Please, do it for you. Don't do it for me. Sorry, let me take that back. Don't do shit for me. Do it for you. I'm telling you. The worst part about it is you don't realize it until you start it. You can't get there until you get there. And then once you get there, you look around and you're like, wow, really? I have been blinded. I've been blinded for a long time. And as this continues to go on, listen, our kids need you. There's no other way to put it. You know, these kids that are growing up in these single family homes, you know, with single moms, that's not good. I mean, hats off again, strong women. I was raised by a single mom, so it's not about that. But how much fuller and rewarding is that life when the child has, you know, two parents? You know, God, I'm sorry for those who have lost those unfortunate circumstances, but no matter how you look at it, when a child has its mother and its father, or that cohesive parental, you know, unit, it builds healthy children. It does. And don't get me wrong, single moms, you got this. But men, us men, we can still be a part of your life. You and I, we don't have to have a relationship. We don't have to be boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no reason why I can't be a mentor to your child. There's no reason why I can't show your child that I'm a strong man. Because that's what they need to see. That there are strong men and women in this world. That you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want to do. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can be anything you want to be. But where does that message come from? It comes from you. It comes from the moms. It comes from the dads. That's who's feeding that message. And if you're not feeding them that message, they're getting a message from somebody else that they shouldn't be hearing. And that's just the way it is. And that's today's episode, everybody. So I hope this is reaching you. I do. I hope this is reaching you all. And I hope that tomorrow is a better day for you. I hope tomorrow you're stronger. I hope tomorrow you realize that today could have been better. And that you choose to make every day after that the best it could be. Real quick, I got some things going on in the background. I'm not sure how many more of these I'm going to be able to do, you know, in the morning anyway. But I will tell you that I have really enjoyed this time with you and sharing this message with you through this kind of lull in my life and this little kind of mini little hiatus that I was on. But I'm ready. I'm ready. I am heading back. So things will change a little bit. But that's okay. That doesn't mean this doesn't change and doesn't mean the message still won't be coming through. It just means that I'm gonna be a lot busier, which is a good thing. But that listen, this is part of my mission. It's part of my mission. I keep saying it, guys. I am building the best version of myself. You know, everything I said to you today is coming from me, my own experience. You might have thought I was talking to you, but I'm talking to me too. And I'm just glad that I'm in the space that I'm in now and that I'm not in that. I've already got a head start. I'm already on my way. And great things are going to happen. I'm surrounding myself with just amazing people. Take a step back. I have surrounded myself with some pretty amazing people. So with that said, everybody, thank you so very much for being here today. I really appreciate it. I know today probably wasn't the warm and fuzzy message you wanted to hear, but it's the message you needed to hear nonetheless. We need to build our tribes. We do. Because without each other, we can't do it. We're not going to make it. So to all the men out there today, remember the message. It's your responsibility. Remember that. It's your orbit. Everything that happens to you is because you allow it. Remember that. That's very, very important. Very important. Please go over support the Patreon, please. TheBobbyKudoShow.com. Send me an email, TheBobbyKudoShow@gmail.com. If you got any questions, comments. I would love for you guys to, if you guys want to ask some questions, please do so. I know I'm an open book, but if you'd like to ask some questions, please send me questions to TheBobbyKudoShow@gmail.com. I'd love to answer them on the show. If you want to call, leave a message, 508-475-9499. Leave a message. I'll play it on the show. And I hope you understand the importance of this message. I really do. Because time is running out. It is literally. Time is literally running out. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow. And always remember that all roads lead here.